It's almost dark now, just a faint red glow on the horizon, and we're going in a Royal Jordanian Army truck down to the border itself, to this kind of no man's land that the refugees must cross before they can reach safety. We'll see who we meet there. We've come now to an old barn, and there's a group of 10 people sitting there. It's all women and children, one woman sitting with a very young baby. We do know that they came from Dera, and they say the fighting there has been getting worse in the last few days. That's what's driven them across the border.
The bombing is far from here. Very
far. A man walked up to me a few moments ago and just said, "You know the whole story. We're not the first refugees of this war, and we're not going to be the last." There's a crowd of about 300 people now gathering around here, waiting for buses that will take them from this border point down to the refugee camp at Zaatari. On the faces of most people, it's just bewilderment. They're glad they've got here, but they just have no idea how they're going to survive from now on, and if they'll ever get back to their country, to their homes. And this is repeated every single night. Standing with her three children and a small pile of belongings was Fatima.
Our home is filled down.
It's gone?
Yes, it's gone. We have no home.
And for the children, how frightening is it, the war?
They keep the screaming. They can't sleep. They cry all the time.
The refugees are taken to Zaatari, the giant camp that now houses up to 70,000 Syrians. It is constantly expanding. More buses have just pulled up outside the wire here now with a new batch of refugees, and they've been coming all day. And it's putting a huge strain on the resources of the Jordanians and of the UN trying to cater for them. Andrew Harper is the head of the UN Refugee Agency here in Jordan.
Well, it's extremely critical. We're receiving about 2,000 to 3,000 people per night. We know there's about 50,000 to 60,000 who are ready to cross into Jordan. We know that we've done as well as we can given the resources that we've got, which is that we've got no resources anymore. We need money now desperately to expand this camp as well as open two others.
I'm standing in one of the tin barns where people wait before their allocated spaces in tents. It's full of women and children. Just to my left, there's a woman sitting on the ground with a severely handicapped 12-year-old boy lying across her lap. On the other side of the room, another woman just a moment ago said to us, "What are we? Are we sheep or are we human beings?" And that is the way people feel here in this vast camp. A few moments ago, I met a man called Mohammed. He is a person without a state, without a home. What does it feel like, what has happened to you? How do you feel about what has happened to you?
This is a disaster. There is no value for the child, for a human being. No value at all. Where is the humanity?
At twilight at the Al Wehda Dam, where a deep canyon separates Syria from Jordan, we watched yet another family flee from the other side. They were being taken by rowing boat to the sanctuary of Jordan. But with their numbers growing and scant international aid promised, for how much longer can Jordan offer sanctuary?